Big V looks good. Big, strong guy, smart, athletic, natural pass-setting ability. Excited for him to have his opportunity.
Have you ever been in this situation before, coaching or playing, where you had to throw a rookie out there, having never played in an NFL game to start?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Probably a couple times. And, you know, you find out the guys tend to rise to the occasion. And, you know, number one, because of what they have within themselves. And number two, the confidence that they gain from playing with the players around them. So, you know, Big V stepping into an offensive line that's a very good offensive line. He's very well coached. And I expect him to come in with a lot of confidence.
What about the physical aspect of it? It's a long time since, you know, training camp and all that. He hasn't been playing special teams or anything like that. Does that take a while to kind of get to the point where you want him physically?
You know, there's probably a little bit of, you know, getting banged around some that takes a little bit of time. But you get some of that out of practice. He is doing all the scout team. There is some physical, you know, it's not live, but up front, it's pretty physical up front. So, and they do one-on-one pass sets all the time. That's pretty close to live. So we're getting about as close as we can. I think he's been doing a good job with it.
Doing this on the road with, you know, the crowd and noise and everything, being out of tackle, obviously that's not optimal. How much have you worked with him specifically on that this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're practicing with the noise all the time out here. Obviously this weekend, it isn't optimal, you know, going up against a pretty good pass rusher who, and you know, when they're in nickel defense, will be on his side. So, but honestly, that's if when you're a player, you kind of get excited about that. Hey, if I'm going to go, I might as well go on the road and start off the right way. That's what a Warriors mindset is. And that's guys who play in this league. I think that's how they think.
How have you done transitioning from standing primarily with 2-point stance?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been an adjustment. You know, in college, when you watch his college tape, you could see very easily just how good of a pass blocker is, how good his feet are in pass protection. Now, the system that they ran there was all in 2-point stance. Really, what takes the time is in the run game on all those combination blocks. You know, how to surface the blocks, how to work those combination blocks. There's just no substitute for reps and reps and reps. And, you know, he's had a good bit of work here now. This opportunity is going to be good, and I'm sure he'll get better as the weeks go on.
On a fade to DGB against the Lions, he had like 9 inches and 40 pounds on the guy that was on. You kind of expect, and the quarterback was hanging on his arm a little bit, but you kind of expect the bigger receiver to make a play in that situation. And then also, how did you feel about Carson's ball placement on that throw?
You know, I expect that when we have a one-on-one throw, we're going to make that play a very high percentage of the time to a guy like DGB. You know, when you're throwing to a big, strong guy like that, you know, you've heard people say this before, but as a quarterback, you can't cover him. He's never covered. So it's a question of putting the ball at the right spot and him making a play. And the throw and his catching and then DGB's catching ability create a bigger margin of error, create a bigger chance of something good happening there. That was a play I would expect us to make on a very high percentage. 8 out of 10 times, I would expect us to make that play. You know, it's again, we've said before, kind of in the rotation. You know, coaches said I've said that. You know, the rotation is that that Ryan and Sproles are the main two guys, and are going to roll through. The other guys are going to roll through. Sometimes it's the flow of the game that happens a little bit more than other games. You can't always predict how it's going to happen. This game we got behind a little bit. Not that that played into it totally, but it usually works itself out.
Ryan's at, I think, 3.2 yards per carry. At what point do you look at the production and say, maybe we need to try something different?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, a nice 20-some yard run that was called back, and I don't know what that would have, you know, I didn't do the math, but you know, Ryan's shown some good things. He's logged some miles in. You know, I was with Ryan when he was in San Diego, and he had 1,200 yards for us. So I've had a lot of good experience and know what he can do. And he certainly had a good year here last year. And I still see a lot of positive things. But don't get me wrong. I think it's going to continue to mix. And some games it'll be more of the other guys and less. And, you know, Ryan and Sproles will be continuing. And then any decision aside of that is obviously comes from up top.
Wide receiver, do you think you're getting
Yeah, I do. I think the receivers have been, you know, you always want more. I mean, you always want more. But, you know, we've made some plays. You know, Carson's completing a very high percentage of his passes. Yeah, we've had a few drops. I mean, so has every NFL team. I mean, and it's unacceptable, and you can't stand it, but it happens. It happens. And, you know, you need to make most of the plays that come your way.
Ray Carson's been really good against the blitz. I think he's like 30 for 36. You don't usually see that in a rookie. Why is he so good at it at such an early point in his career?
Well, I think his efficiency against the blitz, first and foremost, speaks to his ability. You know, you saw that in college. We could see that talking to him, just how easy he talked about protections, what he did in college, how advanced he was in his thinking, not just what they did, but just how he thought and how he processed things against blitz. And then he walks into a situation where he's got a good offensive line. He's got a center who is as good as you can be against, you know, communication-wise and helping him. So from the player side, the players deserve a lot of credit. Carson deserves a lot of credit, and the players around him. From the coaching side of it, it starts from the top. I mean, you know, Doug really puts a big emphasis on it. He sets up our practice structure and our meeting structure. So we work very hard as a staff, very, very hard. We log a lot of tape hours, a lot of preparation on that side of it. So, you know, we try to give them all the tools that they need for that. But what's fun about it, the blitz stuff is maybe some of the funnest stuff that we do as a staff and players together, because we study apart from each other, and then we have blitz meetings together, and we work things out together. And I think those meetings have been pretty dynamic.
Do you guys, among the bottom teams in terms of trying to repeat in the NFL, is that a product of what you're getting on the outside from the receivers, or is that somewhat Carson, or is that just the way?
I think there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, how often you throw deep, and I still think that, you know, I know Coach has a very aggressive mindset as a play caller, so there's no question about that. And I think we've seen that show itself in other ways, how he'll go for it and heartbeat on fourth down and so on and so forth. But I've always likened it to a boxing match. That, you know, you're throwing jabs and you're throwing combinations and you're looking for the right opportunity to get the big left hook. If you just come out throwing big haymakers, usually what ends up happening is you end up getting knocked out. So that's just as an offense, as a play caller, even in game planning, you know, how much of that do you put in? How often do you throw the big left hook or the big right hook? It's a feel thing that you plan going into a fight or into a game, hey, we want to throw the ball deep this many times or on these plays. And then you get in the course of the game, they may roll the coverage that way, prohibit you from doing it. I think over the course of the year, you find it plays itself out.
In this case, what's going to be the biggest shock to the system on Sunday that you think you can prepare for
one week? I don't think he's going to be that shocked. I just don't think he's going to be that shocked. I expect him to play well, and I expect him to, after the game, say this was easier than I thought it was going to be. Not that it's not going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be a fight, but I think he's going to say, yeah, I belong.
What stands out to you about
Washington? You know, very well coached. They're a defensive coordinator, a good friend of mine. I coach with them out in San Diego. Really, Joe Barry is an excellent, excellent football coach. Very smart guy, very good schemes. He can mix it up. They got all kinds of stuff in their package. They can get very sophisticated in the blitz package when they want to, but they're also very well coached as far as being disciplined when they get in their zone stuff. So good defense. It'll be a good challenge for us.
Frank, where does Carson have to be with a guy like Norman who kind of baits quarterbacks and throwing his way?
Yeah, well, Norman's a great corner. He's got great vision, great instincts. You know, he's got some length, good ball skills. So, again, I think, for Carson, you know, for guys of, you know, that caliber, you look forward to going against the great ones. I mean, you look forward to going against the great ones. You really do.
Getting back to, like, wide receivers and stuff, do you see a guy like Bryce Treads as a guy who can kind of take the top off the defense? And if so, like, what's kind of holding him back from
him? Yeah, I mean, he's got great speed, and that showed up out of practice and when we're throwing routes on air and even, you know, scout team and some of the stuff where he's in, you know, mixing in with our first team on some reps. So you know, sometimes that's just a question of, you know, us continuing to gain confidence in him. You know, right now we feel like we have a pretty good mix of where we're at. We like the guys that we got right now, but we're certainly glad he's on our team and adds the depth, and we'll see how things move right. forward.
This is a big month, schedule-wise, and how important is it to get off to a good start? You got a lot of division games, there's road games. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, everyone knows the importance of the division games. And this is the first one. And you want to kind of set the tone and tempo for how you're going to treat these games. But at the end of the day, you still get back to it at one at a time. I mean, you can only play one per week. So the best thing that you can do is just focus on how we're going to play the Washington Redskins and attack them and then go from there. I think Doug's been excellent as far as calling the game and as far as game planning, and I think that his football smarts. B, the fact that he played quarterback, and I think he has a really good understanding of how to, you know, what these matchups look like. He stood back there in the pocket, knows what it feels like, and when a matchup feels good to him. And I think he has a good ear for the player, you know, good ear with the players, and knowing their strengths and studying them and knowing how to create those matchups. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun to sit in those meetings and to kind of work through with the players that we have to try to create those things.
On film, how's Joe Barry using Josh Norman? Is he mostly staying to the left side?
It's been a little bit of everything. You know, he will play to one side sometime, but he'll move in the slot sometimes on man coverage, and they'll play corners over zone, corners over man. That's a little different than some teams. You know, some teams, they go corners over, and it'll be all man coverage. This team will do both. So he could show up a few places.
Thank you.